This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Prosecutors rested their case against two paramedics charged in the death of Elijah McClain. CPR's Allison Sherry reports closing arguments are expected soon.
In weeks of expert witnesses, prosecutors sought to prove to an Adams County jury that paramedics Jeremy Cooper and Peter Chikuniak failed to do even the bare minimum of evaluations on McClain before giving him a large dose of ketamine that ultimately killed him. They tried to establish that the medics didn't properly assess that McClain was breathing. They didn't take his vital signs. But defense attorneys said that the paramedics were misled by police officers on the scene about McClain's behavior and his critical medical condition. The jury is expected to start deliberating before the weekend. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Denver Public Schools has set up a new institute to help recruit and hire school staff from other countries. The district says international teachers can help fill staffing shortages, especially as bilingual educators. More than 2,000 migrant students have enrolled in Denver schools since the summer. The district has hired nearly 60 educators from other countries this year. The Colorado Mountain Summit is now open for public hiking. Access to Mount Democrat near Fairplay had been restricted by private property. The nonprofit Conservation Fund bought the land earlier this year and transferred it to the U.S. Forest Service. A new water commission met in Douglas County for the first time this week. The group will take on the county's long-term water supply problems and a first-ever comprehensive water plan. This is CPR News.